Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. This is the best podcast in the history of the world for one reason and one reason only. It's a high IQ podcast where you can kind of figure out all the events that are occurring and put the whole piece together unlike anybody else can tell you. So before we begin, you need to go to, once again, theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource. Number one, you can subscribe to the podcast through a plethora of means. You can read blog articles that I've written when I have some free time, which I don't have much of. And you can kind of read all, like, I've put it into so many kind of things. There's so many different pages there describing what is happening. What is happening is that you are alive in the Matrix. What is that? So if you went back in the Matrix movie and you took that red pill and you wanted to figure out the truth, it's very much like the Matrix movie. There actually is a war that is going on. You live in the illusion of peace. Everything is wonderful. You see that lady in the red. You go to work every single day. You pay your bills. You have a Mercedes or you have a Honda Civic, whatever you got. Or you've got a bike. Whatever's going on in your life, all that is happening underneath the scenes is a covert, hidden war between two imperialistic forces for control of this planet. If you want to understand what that is, that goes all the way back thousands of years. Okay? Are you following so far? It's very easy to understand. The two sides, the Western world and its historical roots, going all the way back to the time of the Roman Empire, and obviously the enemy, which has sought to destroy freedom and good values that have progressed through humankind. So if we really want to understand what is going on nowadays, it's very simple. You just have to look at the political establishment in the Western world. If you study the political establishment in the Western world left and right, not saying this new right-wing movement that's springing up, it's the political establishment that has been in bed for a long, long time. It basically works with this global establishment of George Soros and his money, which is connected to the Iron Curtain collapse. Now, George Soros is the fraud of all frauds. The globalists want one world government, one world currency. They are trying to break down this East versus West, Western world, U.S. industrial complex versus communist conspiracy. They're trying to break down this covert Iron Curtain to create one world government. They are covertly working with our enemies to destroy the Western world. And you say, wait a second, Matt, that's crazy. They're actually out. If you think about everything that they're doing to us, and you can start up with a plethora of things, to be honest with you, they are working covertly with our enemies in this war. They are not on our side. And I know that seems really crazy to say that, but evidence and investigations that are happening right now are going to eventually bring out this truth to confirm this to you. Case in point, if you went back in world history and you studied it and you took somebody from the 1980s and you fast forward them to time machine to now, they would suddenly go, wait a second, the Marxists, the communists, they control us. They control all our media. They control our education. They control our businesses. Yeah, wake up. You are in a melting pot or a boiling pot of water. You are the frog being totally warmed up and you don't even know what's happening to you. The Western world was prepared for its fall, which means George Soros and the globalist people who control our mass media, they control our news, they control our politicians, have been working to lead the Western world very slowly, where you can't tell that the temperature is rising, to its fall. Through a plethora of means, through a propaganda war on TV, through propaganda war in the education system, through media, music, you name it. The Western world was the Titanic that missed the iceberg when Trump got elected. The Western world was supposed to kind of fall to its doom when Hillary was elected. And Hillary was supposed to do things for this global establishment because she was being blackmailed that was going to lead the Western world to its fall, or what's called a revolution. Something catastrophic was going to happen to us at the hands of our enemies. While we were all arguing about what bathroom people were going to use and all this nonsense that really is meaningless. So at the end of the day, what people have to understand is that Obama was the plant put in place by the Soviets following George Soros and crew, who set up this war that was going to be pinned on Hillary. Now, if you understand that Obama was the coup d'etat on America, you understand that Trump is the military coup on, what's the counter coup? The counter coup on Obama. And then you understand, once again, that COVID and all everything that happened with Biden was the attempted coup on the counter coup, which is Trump. If you follow the two sides and their complexes, you really understand what is going on in this war and how it relates to everything that has gone on and the moves and the counter moves that are being made. Now, people are talking about Canada right now because it's a very hot topic, and they're talking about all these tariffs, and they're talking about the treatment that Trump is doing to Canada and everything. Well, like, I'm going to be honest with you. The political establishment of Canada is deep in this treason. You want to know why? Because they all work for the same globalist people, George Soros. Being a politician in Canada is a very, very fiscally rewarding job. You get paid a lot of money. You have great benefits. Who puts you in power? Well, it's the media. They make you popular. The things that you say, you follow a script because certain donors donate to your cause, and that's what happens. You're put into power. These people are not working for – they're working for the collapse of the USA. They're working for the enemy, the communists, to lead America to its collapse. So then the Iron Curtain can be officially broken down and resolved, and we can have one world government. And this is very, very easy to understand. The red pill that is happening, which people have to understand, which I've explained many times over, is if you go all the way back to Barack Obama's presidency, who was – this asset that I've been describing about setting up this war for the communists, you would understand that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were up to very nefarious things with a few Chinese spies and foreign business partners. Now, everyone is talking about Trump. Look at all the stuff that he's involved in. Look at all the corruption. But they're failing to understand the corruption on the other side, specifically a Chinese spy named Patrick Ho that was indicted of working for Iran and helping them get around the U.S. fiscal system to raise money. Also, you would realize that Hunter Biden is connected to these Chinese spies, and all the money that goes into Ukraine, the Bidens are involved in. They're involved with this Chinese company called CEFC, and it's a whole bunch of corruption that's going to tie into the Canadian government, various Western political establishments and nations that are not working for us, like I've told you. And this is really going to be a Pandora's box case that is going to just red pill the masses. Now, as we've talked about many times, the whole key to understanding this conspiracy is understanding the three pillars that are at play. So to understand that Obama is a Soviet asset, well, that's kind of a stretch, you know? That doesn't make any sense to me. Well, as soon as Joe Biden and his son are guilty of treason, who approved it all? Obama. Then it becomes, oh, wait a second. Trudeau is another thing. If you understand Trudeau's time in office was actually orchestrated by Obama and Biden when they were working with the global establishment and the Chinese to get Trudeau into place. And if you understand what's going on in Ukraine with Zelensky, you would understand Zelensky is a chosen puppet, and everything in Ukraine is actually faked. It's the fake revolution set up by Soros, where the Russians are on the one side working together, and they're dragging the U.S. into a power structure changing war. It all starts to make sense. So these three pillars, Zelensky, Trudeau, and Biden, this is why I told you we live in very dangerous times, because these three people are in danger of being prosecuted if they leave. And this is why we have what's happening in Canada, with Carney being replaced as the new face of Trudeau, even though Trudeau, quite frankly, is still going to run the same ship underneath the scenes if this works out. You'll understand the political establishment in Canada, left and right. Yep, the right is involved in this as well. And they're telling you, oh, we need to go to war with the USA with tariffs and all this stuff. And they know what they're guilty of. And same with Zelensky. Zelensky and Russia, why do they not want peace? Well, Russia was forced to invade Ukraine and to start this war because investigations with the Bidens and Ukraine was going to reveal the truth. And oh my goodness, can you imagine the evil of setting up a war, come to war and bring your babies so we could basically screw you? And if you understand the screwing method, North Korea and Iran are prepared with EMPs ready to do this damage and ready to instigate this revolution on the Western world. This is a very complicated topic, and I feel like, you know what? The more I explain it, the more you understand it. But if you go to theawakener.ca, it's all there for you to see. That's it for now. Take care.